subject for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just move a little further. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good.
Yes, He is.
And He's worthy to be praised. We want to also recognize the First Lady of this house.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. In absence of Dr. Stinger, and Dr. Pastor Stinger, we honor him, and we know that due to business, he's unable to be here tonight, but we pray that God give him, grant him traveling mercy.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, we have been revived.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me just speak for myself. I have been revived.
Amen.
And we don't know which way it's going to go tonight.
All right.
But we've already had church.
Yes, yes.
God is good and He's worthy to be praised. Now, the Church of Christ, the Spirit told me in the beginning of the year that our theme for this year would be found in 2 Corinthians 4 and 17. And I would like to talk from that text to you tonight.
All right.
And you would find these words. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment,
listen.
Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We will talk from the subject tonight, our light afflictions.
Come
on, amen.
Amen.
Same children. Y'all need two more. It's Friday night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. And then we go home with revivals again.
Yeah.
After we finish preaching, okay? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
I think I have big ass. Yeah, my kiddos.
Bottom of the barrel.
It's all right. Praise the Lord. It's all right.
Sang.
Still got King Jesus.
Still got it. It's all right. Praise the Lord. For our light afflictions,
all right,
which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The New Living Translation is this. For our present troubles are quite small. And won't last very long. Yet, they produce for us an immeasurable great glory that will last forever.
All right.
So we don't look at the troubles we can see right now.
All right, now, all right.
Rather, we look forward to what we have not yet seen.
All right, now. Yeah.
All right.
For the troubles we see will soon be over.
Yes. Yes.
But the joys
to
come will last forever.
Yes, sir.
Our light affliction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Affliction is something that causes pain or suffering.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
There are many trials which Paul endured.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us would say that they were anything but light.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm.
They consisted of want, danger, contempt, stoning, weariness, scorn of the world, and constant exposure to death by land and by sea. Yet these trials, though continued through many years, Paul speaks of as lightest conceivable thing compared to the glory which awaits us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
It is not sufficient to say that afflictions was light or was mere trifle. But he says that it was to endure but for a moment.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen. He expresses as emphatically as possible
that
they were not worthy to be compared with the eternal weight of glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Lay the foundation. Go ahead.
Though trials had followed him ever since he began to preach.
Yes, sir.
And he had expected them to follow him to the end of his life.
All right.
Yet all this was momentary, trifle, very small, compared with the eternal glory that was set before him.
Yes, yes, yes.
The word light,
elephon,
means that which is easy to bear and is applied to a burden. For Matthew 11:30 says, "For my yoke is easy."
That's right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Can I get a
hallelujah? Hallelujah.
My yoke is easy.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And my burdens are light. Let me just stop here and say that Brother Adam asked me last night. He says, "Pastor, do you have a robe?" He said, You gonna preach in your robe tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I said, "Yes, Brother Adam, I'm gonna preach in my robe tomorrow night."
Yeah.
So y'all can thank Brother Adam for the robe. The Apostle Paul wished to express two ideas. First, that the afflictions was light. And second, that they were transient, momentary, soon to pass away. His object is to contrast this with the glory that waits for him and that waits for us. Can I get a witness? And as being the glory as being heavy. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir.
And not only is it heavy, but it is eternal.
Yes, right now.
For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment.
Yes, sir.
I know the songwriter said that when it seems like a storm.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Won't end.
Yeah.
But storms, all storms end.
Yes, right now.
Or am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
I believe one writer said you're either in a storm, just come out of a storm, or there's a storm headed your way.
Yes, sir.
Another writer picked it up and said, "I've been in the storm too long.
Too long."
But all that Paul says are light and the only lasts for a little while. Okay, get away from this. What do these afflictions do? They work for us.
Come on, preacher, tell it.
Come on. The afflictions work for us.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes we get all upset. Oh Lord.
Yes, sir. Tell it.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
The trouble I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, can you get a witness?
Hallelujah.
This is a teasing journey.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Yeah. And we realize that you got to suffer in order to get to eternal
living. Amen.
Am I right about it? We cannot, as the old folks say, be carried to the sky on flowery beds of ease.
Yeah.
I'm going to Reverend Brown now.
Yeah.
While others must fight to win the prize and sail through bloody seas.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
That's right.
What do these afflictions do? They work for us.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
I'm reminded of when the disciples was in the ship. Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. And as soon as they got in the ship, Jesus went down in the Bible says the hinder part. And he fell asleep. And then there arose a storm. Am I right about it? And the disciples said, wake him up. Master, don't you care that we perish? Listen here. They were in trouble. The storm was their affliction.
Come on, preacher.
And look here. When they were afflicted, their faith got weak.
All right.
Oh, can I get a witness?
Hallelujah.
Sometimes our faith gets a little weak. Has anybody's faith been weak sometimes? Our faith get weak. But when your faith is weak, your prayers need to be strong. Oh, can I get a witness? See, the storm was working for them.
All right, now.
So they had to call on the master.
Yes, sir.
Master, don't you care that we perish? Paul declares in 2 Corinthians 4 and 12, so we live in face of death. But it has resulted in eternal life for you.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
These afflictions are to produce eternal glory. They will wean us from the world. They will purify the heart. They will enable us to break off from the sin that hold us back. They will cause us to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. They will cause us to think of the joy and the glory in heaven as we seek heaven as our eternal home. God has promised to reward his people in heaven as a result of their bearing trials in this life. It is by afflictions that he purifies us. Isaiah, can you help me out?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 48 and 10, we find these words. I have refined you, but not in the way of silver is refined. Rather, I have refined you in the furnace of suffering.
Come on, preacher.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
It's the crucible.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to be put in the crucible in order to burn off the impurities that are in our lives. Am I right about it? Our light afflictions. They only are working for a short time. But they're working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Listen here. The apostles had left the high council rejoicing. Can I get a witness? When was the last time you left the house of God rejoicing? Can I get a witness? So many times to the Lord and leave him there. Am I right? Look here. When the disciples, they got there, they said it's good that we should suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. Are y'all going to pray with me just for a little while? If you pray with me, it won't take me long. All right. For I reckon. Paul says, when he starts thinking back, he said, I reckon. Where are the accountants in the house? Reckon it's a turn to balance the books. Am I right? He said, for I reckon. When I weigh everything out, I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory. Too many times the enemy have us thinking on the situation that we're in right now. But look here. I see you in the future. And you look much better than you do right now. Come on, everybody. You got to see yourself coming out. Am I right about that? Whatever you in, you got to see yourself coming out. And the theme for this week is to go higher. Higher in Christ. Oh, Paul said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Am I right? For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, they are working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Look at here. They Jews in the Greek, the word hyperbole. Am I right? It means throwing. It means casting. It means throwing the arms. Am I right? In the New Testament, it means excess, excellence, the excellence of the power. Can I get a witness? Look ahead in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of me and not of you. Am I right? We are troubled on every side. Is there anybody here in trouble tonight? I got news for you. It says we are troubled on every side. Great God. I'm not in trouble. You're in trouble. You just don't know that you're in trouble. Can I get a witness? We are troubled on every side. Great God. But yet, listen to this. Not distressed. We are perplexed. But not despair. Can I get a witness? We are persecuted. But not forsaken. We are cast down. But we're not destroyed. Can I get a witness? Say yeah. I'm going to close this thing out. Red God. Look in here. Look in here. These light afflictions. Good God Almighty. They work for us. Whatever you're going through, whatever afflicts you, it's working for you. Only thing, you you got to do is erase it. Make it do what it do. Am I right?
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
The story
is
told about a king who had a bowler placed in the middle of the roadway. And then he hid himself and watched to see if anyone would move the huge rock. Look at here. Some came down and looked at the rock and touched the rock and walked on around the rock. Am I right? Some came by and complained to the pastor. Why is the rock right in the middle? The king right in the middle of the road. Am I right? Look at here. But one day, this old peasant carrying a load of vegetables, he stopped, dropped his load, laid down his heavy burden. He went to the rock and he pushed on the rock. Red gum. He pushed on the rock and he pushed on the rock. He got down and he pushed on the rock. And finally, he moved the rock out of the road. And then he picked up his load. Got his load up. And went on down the road. But when he looked back, he saw something right there where the bowler was. He went back and he found a purse. And he opened it up. And there were gold coins in the purse. Am I right? And there was a note in the purse. And the note said, whoever moved this boulder, the gold, the gold,
the gold
belongs to him. Can I get a witness? The peasant learned what many of us never understood. Every obstacle, that's in our way is another opportunity that we see of a lesson. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I want the world to know that I'm blessed. Greg, our light affliction. Look at here. The afflictions, they are light. They only last for a moment. But on the other side, in contrast, glory is heavy. Can I get a witness? Say it's eternal. It's hyperbolic. It goes beyond what you could think, what you can imagine. Because I'm reminded of the scripture that said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for us. So brothers and sisters, as I make ready to leave this side of the Potomac, I would like to let you know that these light afflictions, they are working for you, and they won't last that long. You've got to see yourself like that woman I was telling y'all about last night. Whatever the enemy tries to throw up against you, you got to praise him anyhow. Can I get a witness? Don't let nothing steal your joy. This joy I have. The world didn't give to me, and the world didn't take it away. I'm so glad God hear me. I said, I'm so glad that trouble don't last but for a moment. When I look back,
filled.
Yeah.
With the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We have heard your word.
Yes, we have. Yes,
we have heard your word.
My God.
Yes, yes. I like what he said on the first night. In order to be revived, you have to have something in you.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
To be revived.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have been revived tonight and you don't have a church home, Leesburg has room.
Come
on. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
God knows Church of Christ. We have room for you.
Yeah.
There's room for one more.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Come while you have a chance. Amen. It's nothing like serving the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And it's not a chore to go to church. Amen. We are, this is my brother.
Amen.
We are PKs.
Amen.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And y'all know what PK stands for. But if God can save us,
yes, sir. Come on, sir.
He can save you too.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel real good in my soul. Praise God. I'm sorry that they have to end.
Yes.
I was glad when they said,
"Come on,
we're going to have a revival."
Yeah.
My brother called me and told me, said, "We're going to preach a revival." I thought they didn't give up on those things. You know, this is the modern church now.
Amen.
We got that drive-through religion. Amen. Amen. Sit on the brother, the TV on Sunday morning.
That's right.
Amen. I'm saved. I'm watching the preacher. Praise God. You got to go to church.
That's right.
But it's nothing like assembling yourselves together.
That's right.
Huh? Praise God.
Yeah.
It was so good to see these men of God.
Yeah.
Amen. It took me back to the old days. Praise God. When people wasn't ashamed of opening their mouth. Praise God. And saying amen. And giving even to the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's so much I can say tonight. Praise God.
Bless you,
but I'm just glad to be on this side of the river.
Amen.
God has been good to us. Better to us than we've been to us. Praise God. Is there one tonight?
Is there one?
Praise God. If not, I'm going to cut this thing off. Praise God, because I feel real good. My daddy was John Trammell. Y'all, some of y'all might be too young to remember him, but he was a dancing man. And see, the apple don't fall. The apple don't fall too far from the tree. Praise God. Underwent surgery, praise God. I can't dance real fast, but I can still slow dance. Hallelujah.